A new internet ad discourages young people from using healthcare exchanges under the Affordable Care Act. These exchanges get up and running next month. The ad is sponsored by a young conservatives group called Generation Opportunity, and the billionaire Koch brothers help pay for it. NPR's Don Gagne has the story.
The word that comes up most often when people see the new anti-Obamacare ad is creepy. There's a doctor's office, a nurse, a young woman.
Oh, I see you chose to sign up for Obamacare.
Yeah, it's actually my first time here.
Well, here we are then. Change it to a gown, and the doctor will see you soon.
The patient waits, a bit nervous, when out of nowhere, the doctor appears in the form of a giant Uncle Sam with a leering plastic head. We get the patient's eye view as he begins the exam, as he menacingly holds up a metal speculum. Fade to black as the screen reads, "Don't let the government play doctor." David Posh of Generation Opportunity says it's designed to cut through all of the positive promotion he says Obamacare gets from the White House and its supporters.
And yes, the ads are a little creepy, but the bottom line is Obamacare exchanges are a little creepy.
Posh says they'll follow up in the fall with campus visits. He says at that point they'll share more detailed arguments against the exchanges and the role of government. Supporters of Obamacare call the ads a lie. Brad Woodhouse of Americans United for Change says there's plenty of hypocrisy here given some of the Republican proposals out there regarding women's health issues.
You have Republicans have attempted to do stuff like in Virginia where they attempted to force women to get a vaginal probe if they wanted to seek an abortion and want to get in between a woman and her doctor and her family and her God making those type of decisions.
One analyst says humorous ads, creepy or not, tend to work only on people who already agree with the message. But this one, with its Koch brothers' financial support, can also be seen as yet another piece of the broader effort to undermine Obamacare. Don Gagne, NPR News, Washington.